But to our visitors, we are so glad that you are with us, especially if you have come to be with your mother on this day. We appreciate the compassion and love that you have shown by doing that. We appreciate the honor that you have shown by doing that. And we ask God's blessing upon each one of you and each one of us. Mother's Day, a national holiday in the United States, on the second Sunday in May, honoring mothers. Frequently celebrated by flowers, cards, presents given to mothers, people attending church with their mothers. But how did this holiday come about? More importantly, what do our mothers deserve from us? Not just on Mother's Day, but every day. But first, a little history. As mentioned in the bulletin, in 1907, Anna Jarvis of Philadelphia started the campaign to honor mothers, 2 years after her own mother died. In 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially marked the day. And in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day a national holiday for the second Sunday of May. But Anna Jarvis's accomplishment soon became a bitter disappointment to her. She became enraged at its commercialization. She filed a lawsuit to stop a Mother's Day celebration in 1923. She was arrested for disturbing the peace at a war mother's convention where white carnations, her symbol for mothers, were being sold to raise money. Her complaint was this: I wanted it to be a day of sentiment, not profit. Today, many mothers are happy to receive flowers, cards, and gifts. But mothers certainly deserve more than that, especially from a biblical perspective. This morning, we want to notice several things that mothers deserve. The first thing we would suggest that mothers deserve is obedience. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." In Colossians 3:20, "Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." As Solomon counseled his son in Proverbs 1 and verse 8, "Do not forsake the law of your mother." Even Jesus obeyed his mother as he was growing up in Luke chapter 2. We are well aware of the account there. As a 12-year-old boy, Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. And when Mary and Joseph found him, he said that he must be about his father's business. But then in Luke 2:51 it says, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart." Now, of course, this idea of obedience pertains mostly during the period of child raising. But children, do you give your mothers the obedience they deserve? The next thing that mothers deserve is respect. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." This is based out of Exodus 20 and verse 12. Solomon warned of grave consequences for those who curse their parents instead of respecting them. Proverbs 20 and verse 20 says, "He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness." As one commentator puts it, the proverb expresses the reverse side of the first commandment with promise: honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land. If you curse your father or mother, you won't live long. Another commentator says this about Proverbs 20 and verse 20. He says, the present text is a curse, and it expresses complete disdain for those who speak of parents in this way. Such a one is to be regarded as contemptible. And another passage in Proverbs states, in Proverbs 30 and verse 17, the eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. In Scripture, there are only bad things said about those who would disrespect their mothers. A Chinese proverb says, respect for one's parents is the highest duty of civil life. Common decency demands that we respect our parents, especially our mothers. Do we give our mothers the respect they deserve? Thirdly, I would suggest that our mothers deserve affection. And why not give them affection when they gave us so much affection as children? Such affection can be given in words. I love you, Mom. Hugs, gifts, calls. Do we give our mothers the affection they deserve? Next, I would say that our mothers deserve wisdom. Now, what we mean by this is that we as children ought to act wisely and therefore honor them in this way. Children ought to listen to and gain the wisdom that their mother has to offer. In Proverbs 10 and verse 1, it says, a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Proverbs 17:25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. You know, mothers worry enough for their children. Once they leave home, that worry does not diminish very much at all. But we should not give them unnecessary grief by being unwise. Much wisdom can come from the advice that mothers themselves give to us. In fact, we have an example of a mother giving advice to her son in Proverbs 31. You know, we always look to Proverbs 31 as the description of the virtuous wife, and that it is. But King Lemuel's mother advises him on the use of alcohol, standing up for the rights of others, and finding a virtuous wife. Do we take hold of the wisdom that our mothers have given us? The next thing I would suggest that mothers deserve is righteousness. That is, the righteous bring joy and gladness to their parents. In Proverbs 23, 24, and 25, it says, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who sires a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you. More important than any other achievement is that of a righteous character. Nothing makes a mother prouder than to have a righteous son or a righteous daughter. Today, true righteousness comes through faithfully following Jesus. In Romans 3, 21 and 22, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction. On this Mother's Day and every other day of the year, the best thing that we can give them is a righteous life in honor of what they taught us. Do we give our mothers the righteousness they deserve? Next, I would suggest that mothers deserve care. You know, parents, especially widowed mothers, deserve our care according to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4, it says, "But if any widow has children or grandchildren, they must first learn to practice piety in regard to their own family and to make some return to their parents, for this is acceptable in the sight of God." Verse 8, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." 1 Timothy 5:16, "If any woman who is a believer has dependent widows, she must assist them, and the church must not be burdened, so that it may assist those who are widows indeed." And James 1:27, "Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world." You know, the idea that, well, they're adults, they should have planned, they should have saved, they should have took care of themselves, it's not my responsibility. It's not what the Scripture says. Yes, the Scripture does say that a wise person gives things to not only his children but his grandchildren, saves up in order to provide for them. But as we read, the Scripture also says that we are to make some return to our parents. Mothers deserve our care. Indeed, children are to be their parents' social security. They deserve the best care that we can afford to give them. Now, obviously, some may require professional and medical care that we cannot give them. But we should not simply drop them off at a nursing home just for our own convenience. Do we give our mothers the care that they deserve? We may choose to give our mothers flowers, cards, gifts on Mother's Day, but every day they rightly deserve our obedience, our respect, our affection, our wisdom, our righteousness, and our care. Are we practicing true piety and pure religion by giving our mothers what they deserve? If not, the only way that we can do all of these things is to first become a Christian. Again, righteousness is one of the things that we owe to our mothers. But first of all, we owe it to God. To become a Christian, you must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You must repent of your sins. You must make confession of your faith in Christ as the Son of God and do so publicly. And then be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. And then live faithfully. But if you've not lived faithfully, if you're already a Christian and you've not lived up to the standard that God has for us, maybe it is in the area of what you owe your mother. Make it right today and respond as we stand and sing.